Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom.
Lifelong friends Dom and Colby are on the verge of football stardom. They're gifted boys with golden futures, but one simple decision changes it all.
I find the empty packet on the ground and I start to think about how I'm going to lie to her. You know, I did use a condom, just not that one. Oh, it broke. I was sick. I didn't know what I was doing. But I did know what I was doing. In that moment, I knew. I was God.
This is the plot of Mine, a play about the devastating impact violence has on the lives of two young football players, their families, friends, club, and wider community. The first rehearsed reading took place on March the 17th. The play was devised and developed by Angie Black from the Victorian College of the Arts, University of Melbourne, and Noel Maloney from La Trobe University. It was performed by Enrico Botha and Michael Todorovic, who is my guest today. Michael, welcome to SBS Serbian.
Thank you very much for having me.
Michael, you play the character of Dom. Please tell us more about your character in the play, the role you play. What attracted you to that role and why did it appeal to you?
Yeah, so what draws me to a character is it's something intangible that I don't know how to explain. It's like a feeling or a knowing of I have to do this. So Dom, I found he's someone with like natural leadership skills, and sure, you know, they need refining as no one is perfect. He prides himself on being a collaborator, working with people and bringing people together. And he's someone you'd want on your side, a ball of fun and the life of the party.
Mate, what's happening? This isn't a craft workshop.
Nothing. I'm just nervous, man.
I can see who everyone is checking out, except you.
Well, that's because I'm not checking anyone out.
In Diaz's eye, and you know, the netball player.
Do you play or have you played any sports? Is there a connection of that sort between you and Dom?
Well, definitely yes. I was a very active child. Fun fact, actually, when I was a kid, I was called the Energizer, like the battery, because of how much energy I had. So I played a lot of different sports growing up, including Australian rules football, which is the sport that Dom plays. And that and soccer were probably the ones I was most talented in as a forward and a goalkeeper, respectively. I played tennis as well, but my competitiveness mainly got me through a match. I wasn't the greatest in that. The sport I wanted to pursue professionally actually was basketball, and I managed to play semi-professional, albeit for one season, as I was replaced with an American import. And it was after that, when I got cut from the team, got replaced with that American import, and contemplated on what am I to do with my life, I then picked up acting.
To return to the theme of the play, have you ever witnessed or experienced violence or been in a situation where you thought, well, wait, this is not okay?
Yeah, I have witnessed and experienced violence, and it's never okay. Violence for me, it's something within oneself that's unresolved or unexpressed, a kind of blockage within the soul that eventually manifests into a form of violence, whether it be physical or verbal violence.
So how do you feel after this first rehearsed reading in front of the audience? Do you think, in your opinion, that they responded well to the play or to the message of the play? How did the audience respond?
Pretty good. I haven't really kind of looked back on the performance yet, but I am deeply humbled from the reception we got from the audience in attendance. And I would just like to thank everyone that was there to support us, yourself included.
Well, when we talk about now support in the future, Are there any plans to develop this play into a full production? Do you know what will happen next with that?
To my knowledge, yes. There are plans to develop this into a full production, and that's all dependent on funding. We're looking at ways currently of reaching our target audience, which they are young people, and you know, could be that we tour different schools or sporting clubs. But again, all of this is to be confirmed.
He does love you. Why would you say that? I see how he is around you. I can tell.
So you're an expert now?
There's just something about the way he looks at you.
This is not about love. This is about understanding. It's about respect. It's about acceptance.
Well, I do hope that the play gets to more clubs and it gets to more young people there. Now, the young man that you play is called Dom. He's of Greek background, but your background is Serbian, as our listeners might have guessed. Please tell us more about that.
I'll try to speak a little bit in Serbian. Da moja porodica je srpska. Mama je rođena u Bosna, u Banja Luka, i moj otac rođen u Hrvatska, ali oni su Srbi. Moj brat i sestra i ja smo rođeni ovde.
So this was really good, what you said in Serbian. So how did you learn Serbian? Do you plan to learn more?
Dok sam odrastao, naučio sam osnove. Moram da naučim više i još uvek učim, pa se izvinjavam našim srpskim slušalcima. Ja kažem, imam porodica u Srbija, pa je lepo učiti.
So speaking about the Serbian community and other members of community here, do you attend events in the Serbian community?
Da, kad mogu da budem, siguran. Volim svoju kulturu i nasleđe.
So that's wonderful to hear. And finally, since you're an actor, are you familiar with Serbian cinema? Do you know any actors or do you know any Serbian film or perhaps have a favorite?
Da budem iskren, ja ne, ali prošle nedelje sam zapravo rekao da ću početi da gledam srpsku kinematografiju. Moj stari favorit je Hajde da se volimo. Gledao sam to kao dete.
Well, thank you, Michael, for being our guest today.
Well, thank you very much. It was good to be on this. It was good to kind of, you know, speak a little bit of Serbian, as probably bad as it was. And
no, it was great.
Thank you very much.
That was Michael Todorović, who performed alongside Enrico Botha in the play Mine. I'm Natasha Kampmark. You are with SBS Serbian.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.